Frank and Mandy is a song with a repeated piano pattern that weaves through almost the entire piece. Many of the songs on Flying Not Falling had their beginnings as a piano improvisation. I recorded a series of improvisations at the piano and later listened back to find small nuggets of material I could develop further. The piano part you hear in this song is one of those. Here's a sample of one of those piano improvisations in its very raw form. And here's the piano pattern I eventually came to for Frank and Mandy. I don't know quite how it happens, but once I have the beginning of a song, like the little piano pattern here, the next part comes to me, and the next. Pretty soon, I have most of the song down in a kind of a rough sketch. From there, it's a matter of doing lots and lots of refining. I do all of this at the computer, patching in sounds with my synthesizer keyboard. It can take me several days or more to work out a final arrangement, and some songs can hold me hostage for a week or more. Eventually, I write out many of those parts for live musicians to play, and bring in the players into the studio to record. That's how Frank and Mandy was made. I bring in the musicians one by one and replace the synthesized tracks on the recording. When I'm recording the musicians, I'll usually record many takes of the same part, looking for a part to be played just so. As I work, the player and I talk about what's working, what sounds best, and what can sound better. And the players almost always bring something extra to the music that I never would have anticipated. I enjoy this process quite a bit, especially when the musicians are as wonderful as the ones who played on this album. Once I'm sure I've got the coverage I need on every part of the song, I'm left with lots and lots of takes to sort through. I'll often spend hours on one part, sifting through everything to find the choicest bits from each take to use in the final mix. So, the beautiful performances you hear on these songs are often the combination of many different performances. Here's what a bit of the oboe and flute parts on Frank and Mandy sound like all by themselves. Most of the percussion on this song is pushed to the far right and left of the stereo mix. On one side is the calabash, the same instrument I used on Dreamwalk. On the other side is Mark Clark playing a dumbek, a Middle Eastern hand drum. The two seem to balance each other very nicely and kind of tickle your ears while the rest of the music is happening. A drum kit's hi-hat helps to move the rhythm along and emphasizes the three-quarter time signature of the piece. You also heard a bit of sleigh bell in there just toward the end. And here's what that same percussion mix sounds like with the addition of the fretless bass, music box, and synthesized mallets. This song really belongs to the three main instruments, flute, oboe, and cello. Flute here is played by Jesse Tatum, a fine classical flutist who occupies first chair in the Santa Fe Symphony and our opera orchestra as well. Jesse has a distinctive sound that I think suits this piece very well, and I'll share more about her work in another installment. Right near the end of this piece, I get to play a little fretless bass part. I love playing fretless bass, and it always makes me feel happy when I get to show off just a little. So, who are Frank and Mandy? Frank was the guitar player in my band when I was 14 years old. Frank and I were friends and had a bond in part because we'd both just lost our dads. Frank played a beautiful sunburst Gibson 335 guitar that I recall him being very proud of. It's funny the things we remember. I hadn't spoken to Frank in several decades and reconnected with him while I was writing this song. When we spoke, he told me that he remembered my dog Mandy back when we were so young. Mandy was a little Malamute mix and a loyal, sweet friend. So I dedicate this song to my happy memory of Frank and Mandy.